Kyle Cassell with us this morning. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you today?
Good. State representative for District 12. We finished week number two. What went on in your world this past week?
Well, it was a short week. We got to get ready for the inauguration next week, so we gaveled out on Tuesday. But before that, we've got a lot of the House rules taken care of, and, you know, I think it's going to be a great session.
You've put in your request for a committee. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got three choices based on seniority and then what we most desired. So it was pretty much the same on both sides, hoping to land on energy, natural resources, or environmental reg. And, you know, one of those three committees, and hopefully the speaker and leadership would put me on agriculture to help take care of this rural district I represent.
Certainly. That's, again, as we've discussed, rural districts becoming kind of a rarity. And talking to John Rainey yesterday, he said it really looks like there's a great opportunity because there's so many freshmen that you may be able to get some of those committee appointments that you might not have gotten in a more regular type of body.
I think so. He's absolutely correct. I'm optimistic. You know, they've got to make a lot of tough decisions, and so they're going to have to depend on those of us in the freshman class and put us in our areas of expertise, I mean, immediately, which is, I think that's a good thing for the state of Texas.
Sure, I think so. District 12, State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. This year, something that's a little bit different, the House proposed their budget, the Senate proposed theirs. The House is slightly larger. One of the things that really caught my eye, though, even though it's a larger budget, you guys and gals have not put any money out there right now for standardized testing. So what's the thought behind that?
Well, we're still waiting, you know, for this court decision to come to get back on education. But, you know, we've got, based on Susan Combs' numbers, I love the fact that the governor, the lieutenant governor, Susan Combs, and all leadership in the House and Senate, you know, they're looking at $8.4 billion more than we thought. So, you know, about 4.12 is dedicated, and then we take care of Medicaid and education, put those at the level that they were funded at the last biennium. And, you know, we've got a little surplus there. So we will work on testing. I know that I've read a few articles, and we're going to have an opportunity to help fix that. We just got to get our feet wet, especially as freshmen, to understand where we are and what happened and why they made those decisions in the last legislative session.
What can you share with us that Jim Pitts might have told you after he had put the budget out there? So folks know, he is probably going to be the head of the Appropriations Committee in the House. What did he share with you?
Yeah, Tuesday we had a meeting with Jim after lunch, and he lined out where that, you know, what he thinks the actual number, you know, of course, all these numbers are still, we're just, you know, they're, I'm sorry, I'm losing my words. They're estimated numbers. So if everything comes in and we take care of everything that we or the legislature did not fund last year, we're going to have a little cushion. You know, and that number is, you know, hopefully it's in the millions, and we'll be able to take care of some of these other issues, that, you know, with education and water. But water will be the main focus of any surplus at this point until we get education out of the courts.
One of the things that's interesting, obviously, with the president outlining his handgun initiative earlier this week, this issue kind of came closer to home. State Senator Brian Birdwell filed a bill similar to the discussion having to do with concealed carry to be allowed on public university property, while private colleges and universities probably not going to do that. As one member of the State House, if you have an opportunity to vote, what is your feeling on being able to have a situation where handguns can be on campuses and not only higher education, but maybe below that?
You know what, I'm a big believer in concealed carry, and if we do and I've read part of Senator Birdwell's bill at this point, and there's a lot of opportunity for the campuses to dictate how that works. But, you know, at first read, you know, it's something that I could get behind very easily. You know, then I look at the numbers. You know, you've got to be 21 years old to carry or have a concealed carry. So you're talking about a limited number of people carrying on campus, including professors. But as far as the student body, you know, you're talking seniors and grad students. So, you know, that it's going to be a number of students carrying on campus to help provide safety for the rest of them. It, you know, until I read the entire bill, you know, I don't see a big problem with it at first glance.
Got it. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No, just glad to be back home in the Brazos Valley for this crazy 6 days off, and ready to get back to Austin on Tuesday and get to work on Wednesday.